Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, beloved. Amen. Praise God. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Amen. The Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Amen. This is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. And this is our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. And we welcome you, amen, to this Bible study. We are located at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, 11590. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Praise God. Amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, oh God, oh Lord, on tonight, do we give you glory, do we give you praise, and do we give you honor, oh God. We commend this Bible study lesson unto you, O God. I ask that you prepare the hearts and the minds of the hearers on tonight, my God. Meet their need, hallelujah, according to, amen, your word, hallelujah, your provision, my God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you put your word in my mouth, O God, hallelujah. Let it be seasoned with salt on today, praise God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, Jesus, may your people be richly blessed by your spirit, making the word life on tonight, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, beloved, praise God. So tonight, beloved, amen, the lesson is on grace and Christian life, and this is part two of grace and Christian life, amen. And we're going to do just a quick, amen, we're going to do just a quick recap, amen, that you can, just for those that may not have been on last week, just, you know, to refresh your memory, amen. So we explain grace as defined as a concept of undeserved kindness. It is good. It is going out of your way to bestow your compassion and love towards a person, even if they might not appreciate it or return the favor. At its fullest extent, it is choosing to act positively towards someone who might even hate you or have done wrong to you. Amen. To give grace to someone is to give them undeserved kindness, undeserved love and mercy when they deserve vengeance and punishment. Amen?
Amen?
And so that is the definition of grace. And we also learned that grace can only be ministered, God's grace can only be ministered by way of His Spirit. Amen? The Holy Spirit is the minister of grace. Praise God. So those of us who have faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, amen, we were baptized and we received the gift of the Holy Ghost and fire, the comforter, amen, and everything that we need within our Christian life, he ministers unto us, amen. He gives us grace. He gives us mercy, amen. All of the gifts of the Spirit is coming forth through him, praise God. The fruit of the Spirit, amen, is going to be born in you by way of him that ministers, amen, the gifts of God, the grace of God, and the provision of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is important that we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost in fire. He is the comforter, the paracletos, the Spirit of the Lord that empowers us, amen, in our Christian journey. It is because of him that we have power, amen, over demonic spirits, amen, and over evil, amen, praise God, and over sickness, praise God, hallelujah. It is because of the Spirit of Christ, amen, that liveth with us and dwelleth in us, amen, praise God. And so we cannot live this life, amen, effectively without the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah. This is why the Bible tells us that God has not left us orphans, amen. Jesus said that I will pray to God that he sends us another comforter. Amen. So it is very important. This is why there are so many scriptures that tells us to build ourselves up in the Holy Ghost while praying in the Spirit, amen. And so when you pray in your prayer language, amen, that is a language, amen, that no one else understands, and the devil don't understand it, amen. But when you're in that realm of the Spirit where the Holy Spirit quickens you and makes your spirit to speak, amen, hallelujah, you are building yourself up in the Holy Ghost, amen, in the most holy faith. And I believe that it is important that we do that. There's times when I lay out in the Spirit, amen, in my own home, hallelujah, in my private time, amen, in worship, amen, and I just allow the Holy Spirit to quicken me and to take me to different realms in the Spirit, praise God, hallelujah. There's times when I can lay out in the Spirit for 3 hours. I am not in a rush, amen, with the things that you will deal with in life, amen, and in the kingdom of darkness, amen, you need power, amen. You have to be convinced, praise God, that the power of God does work and that the Holy Spirit is manifesting that power in you. It is Him that helps us to be an effective witness, amen. So as we preach the gospel, the Spirit of the Lord is working with us, amen, working with us by revealing Christ to the soul that we are ministering to, working with us, we're performing signs and wonders and miracles and healings and deliverance. He is working with us, praise God, hallelujah. We are not alone, praise God, and you don't want to be alone, praise God, amen?
Amen.
Amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth, and He leads us into all truth, amen? And so if there's something that we are doing, amen, that does not align with the revealed word of God that He has already revealed unto us, amen, hallelujah, is that the Holy Spirit leading you? The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you into darkness, promiscuity, lying, cheating, backbiting. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you to smoke or to drink, amen. He does not lead us into things that will defile our temple, that is the temple, our body, that is the temple of the true and living God, amen. And so we have to be mindful, praise God, hallelujah. We have to be able to discern our own thoughts. What is unctioning you? What is motivating you? Does it align with the word of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Is this something that God or His Spirit will lead you to? Amen. And then once you, amen, come to know God through His word and through His Spirit and in prayer, praise God, you will be able to identify these markers. Amen. And you yourself will be able to say, amen, hallelujah, I may have a desire, or there may be, hallelujah, I may have a desire for something, amen, but I know that the Holy Ghost is not leading me to this, amen. And so what I would normally do during those times, if there's any type of temptation or any type of desire that is not godly, amen, I like to get into the word of God, praise God, hallelujah, and I like to pray for myself, and if praying for myself is not effective, amen, I love Cindy Trim Atomic Warfare Prayer, praise God, amen. I put that on and come into agreement with that, amen, and as I'm coming into agreement with that, and as I am also praying, amen, I am pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and I say one thing about that Atomic Warfare Prayer, she prays against everything, and it is all scripture-based, praise God. I will even find a scripture to meditate on, amen, praise God, that fits my situation and circumstance. Beloved, whether you believe it or not, the word of God is your way of escape. God always gives us a way of escape, praise God. And my prayer is that, hallelujah, my prayer is that each and every one of you be able to identify the way of escape and be graced to take it, praise God. Because it's one thing to see the way of escape or to know that this is my way of escape, amen. But it's another thing to take it or not, praise God. And so you need God's grace, hallelujah. And these are the things that I pray for because I understand that the enemy is cunning and deceitful, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus. And we don't want to be fooled, amen, or bewitched by the wiles of the enemy, praise God. And the word of God warns us against these things, praise God. And so the lesson tonight is on grace in the Christian life, amen. And we're speaking of the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that ministers to us everything that we need that we may be effective, amen, in living this Christian life, praise God, hallelujah. And listen, he gives you power over sin, amen, praise God. He is in you warring against your flesh because you yourself can't beat your flesh. Your flesh had you under control. Your flesh had you as a slave, praise God. Your flesh had you a slave to sin. The Bible tells us that the carnal mind is enmity unto God. If we were to read Romans 6, amen, that the carnal mind is enmity to God, and the carnal mind cannot please God and will not obey God, amen, that the carnal mind will only obey the flesh, amen. So once we are saved, once our faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross, once we have been baptized into the body of Christ by way of the Holy Ghost baptism, amen, Holy Ghost and fire, praise God, our mind must be transformed, must be renewed, must be spiritualized. The only way the mind can be transformed is that the Holy Ghost must transform it, amen. We need a new mind, a new way of thinking, amen, that we do not have to give in to the urges or the unctions, amen, of that which is of the flesh, the old life, the things that we used to do, the way we used to carry out things or respond to things, amen. The places we used to go, we don't go to those places anymore, but that is because the change in desire and appetite in the spiritualized mind, amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, be not deceived, for the Bible tells us, be not conformed to the things of this world, but be renewed in your mind. Your mind must be spiritualized, praise God. And that is one of the things that the Holy Spirit does for you. That there is a battle inside of you, amen. The Spirit of God in you is warring against your flesh, praise God. You have to pick and choose which side you're on, praise God. You have to choose to be on the Lord's side. And you have to choose to make the decision not to give the members of your body over to things, amen, that will cause for your flesh to win the battle. Praise God, hallelujah. That means you have to guard your eyes and be mindful of what it is that you're watching. Praise God, hallelujah. You have to guard what you take into your mouth, what you're tasting, amen. Praise God, you have to guard through your five senses, amen, spiritually and physically, because I believe that we have five spiritual senses, amen, and we have five physical senses, praise God, and that those things give access to your spirit, praise God, and so you have to guard yourself. Your spirit is your heart. You have to guard yourself, and you have to protect your heart, beloved, amen. I believe that this is the hour where the Holy Spirit is at work, amen, and he is truly making the church without spot and without wrinkle, amen. I am a witness that things are being exposed, amen, and I'm not just talking about in other people's life. The Holy Spirit will expose things in your life, praise God, that needs changing, praise God, hallelujah. This is how the Spirit works, and when the Spirit exposes it, amen, It's not being exposed to hurt you, but it's being exposed that thing can be dealt with. Praise God. Amen. When the light shines on it, praise God, the devil cannot use it against you. Amen. This is why I do not like to hide anything from the Father. Praise God. And when I speak about the Father, I'm speaking about my eternal Father, God. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to learn how to be transparent with him. You can talk to him about anything, praise God, and beloved, and even if it doesn't seem like he hears, I'm telling you, he hears. He listens, praise God, hallelujah, and not only do he hear and he listen, he is a communicating God. He responds to you, praise God, hallelujah. stay in his presence long enough to get the answer. Amen? Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
Jesus. Amen. So we want to be able to walk in the power of the Spirit. Amen. In the gift of the Spirit, in the fruit of the Spirit. We want the grace of God to be at work in our life. Amen. We do not want to frustrate the Holy Ghost. Amen. We don't want to frustrate, amen, hallelujah, the grace of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this last week we learned about God's grace and how it compensates for human weakness. Amen. I am one, as Apostle Paul was. I like to boast in my weakness. Amen. Because I know that in my weakness, amen, the power of God is made. It strengthens me. Amen. Apostle Paul said that there was a thorn in his flesh. Amen. And the Bible revealed that that thorn, amen, that was in the Apostle Paul's flesh was an agent from Satan. We saw this in the scripture text. Amen. And that agent was there to buffet him, to keep him humble, to keep him praying. Praise God. God said, I'm not removing it. And my grace that is ministered by my Spirit is sufficient. Amen. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, this means that we have to learn how to have this relationship with the Holy Ghost. Come in tune and step in and strive with the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead your life, praise God. We shouldn't be leading the Spirit, but the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, ought to be leading us. Amen? And then we touched on believers are to pray for grace. Amen? And Hebrews 4:16 said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Praise God. Beloved, it is praying time. It's not praying time because of COVID-19. Amen. Hallelujah. It's praying time because we have unlimited access to the throne of grace. It's praying time because Jesus Christ soon comes, and we don't want the sin of man, sin of woman, boy and girl to die and go to a devil's hell. Amen. This is why it is praying time. It's praying time, hallelujah, amen, because prayer is our language in which we fellowship with our God, hallelujah. This is why it is praying time, hallelujah, amen, and you ought to take advantage of that fellowship with God, hallelujah. You ought to come boldly to the throne of grace. There was a time when common man did not have access. Amen. Hallelujah. But now that our faith is in Christ and Christ has died our debt and paid our sin debt, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, we found that at the death of Christ that veil in the tabernacle that was physical had rent it. Hallelujah. Why? Because there would be no other sacrifice. Amen. Once Christ sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat, amen, hallelujah, in heaven, not anything made by man. I'm talking about the mercy seat in the third heaven. Did he go and sprinkle his blood? Amen. Our faith in him gives us unlimited access. If we be in Christ, amen. I believe last week we spoke of that in Hebrews 4, amen. It speaks of how the flesh of Christ is the veil. Amen. If you be in Christ, then you have access. If you be a part of the body of Christ, that gives you unlimited access. The 24 elders around the throne cannot stop you. The seraphim cannot stop you because Christ is there and he is present and he is interceding, amen, on our behalf. Not only that, we are where he is. Why? Because the Bible tells us that we have already been spiritually resurrected, beloved. This is why my hope is in the resurrection to come, because it has already taken place spiritually. All we're doing is waiting for Christ to appear that we can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Hallelujah. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking for my Savior. Amen. My faith is toward the cross. Hallelujah. I'm not looking back because backwards, there is nothing there for us. Amen. Hallelujah. And beloved, hallelujah. So we need the right focus. Keep the right focus. Will there be turmoil? Yes, there will. Will there be, hallelujah, my God, persecutions? Will you have hard times at times? But beloved, we have to believe that God's grace is sufficient. Tap into his provision for your life. He will meet your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Listen, hallelujah. If I have an itch, I want God to scratch it. Amen. I don't want the world to scratch my itch. Praise God. Amen. I don't want a cigar, a cigarette, or alcohol. Amen. I don't need anything to make me happy or merry. I don't need anything to relax me. Why? Because God is able to do all of that. Listen, he is our all in all, hallelujah. And we have to stop going to these devices that are temporal when we have an eternal device by way of his spirit, praise God, to meet every need, praise God, hallelujah. Listen, if whatever you used to do, whatever your vice was, whatever manipulation or deception you was in, whether you was a pattern teller, a backbiter, whatever, whether you was promiscuous, amen, you no longer have to live that life in Christ, praise God. Amen. The grace of God is sufficient. All you have to do is surrender to the Spirit. Don't answer the call of these urges, amen, that are fleshly, that are worldly, amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. Once you give in to the urge one time, the enemy is coming back for more. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to have to keep satisfying it over and over and over again. Praise God. And so, beloved, hallelujah, when God quenches your thirst for a thing, you will never thirst for it again. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, do we have any witnesses on the line? Amen. Where there was things that was calling for you, where there was desires and appetites, and God just turned around. Amen. Hallelujah. But you have to give him a chance to work. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to talk to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. I tell you, we spoke about the spirit of obesity. Amen. Hallelujah. These are one of the things, amen, that I am fighting in this season of my life. Praise God. And every morning that I get up, I talk to God. Every morning I'm asking for grace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To eat right, to go and exercise, God. Lord, I need your grace, praise God. Make this a way of life for me, praise God. Amen. I'm praying for grace, praise God, that I don't eat after a certain hour, praise God, because this thing ain't about meat and drink, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Listen, you get hungry, eat the word of God. I'm going to tell you how to fight that word is, praise God. Listen, you fight in a battle, amen. This thing is no different than any other addiction. Amen. And I found that out. I believe that God gave me empathy for people, amen, that are strung out on drugs. Why? Because I don't think that this obesity thing is any different. Amen. You got to get a grip on this. You got to get power over it. You want to bruise the head of that serpent. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever the name may be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, amen, I just want to encourage you that you can make it. Amen. Today,
hallelujah,
I will worship, amen, and that song that ministered to me, that, Lord, I'm running, trying to make 100, because 99 and a half will do, amen. I want to be holy, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. I want to be inscribed with the Spirit, praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about excellent living, praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
We cannot pay that. Why? Because God gave us a provision, amen. We ought not to settle, amen, for saying, well, I'm still flesh, praise God. You are not flesh.
Amen.
You are not flesh. You are a spiritual being, a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Tap into that, praise God, hallelujah. Tap into the power of God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Want to be excellent like Daniel, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, I want to tell you that we're better off than David. We're better off than Gideon. We're even better off than Daniel, because they had the Holy Spirit to rest upon them, but he took up residence in us. He made our vessel of clay his temple. Praise God. Hallelujah. And whatever it is that we're doing, amen, God is present and he is watching. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Listen, we have accountability and responsibility, not unto what man knows. This thing ain't about what man knows. But what God knows, praise God, he's always present, he's always watching, and he's always hearing, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, you answer a higher call. You don't answer the call that common man answer. You've been washed with the blood. Hallelujah. You've been born of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The devil can't even call your name and you answer. Oh, glory to his name. Why? Because you are his sheep and you hear his voice and you only respond to him. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so my prayer is that your ears only hear good news. Oh, glory to his name. Amen. I pray that even over myself. Amen. Hallelujah, that your ears will only hear good news, that your ears will not hear the call of the witch or the warlock or of any demonic voice or any, shut up, oh, that my ear, hallelujah, Jesus, will only hear good news, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God, hallelujah. Beloved, we ought to be excited, amen, and we ought to get excited about the word. I remember that there was a time, praise God, amen, hallelujah, and I believe it was in our young life, praise God, amen, boy, we was in service all day, praise God, on we was in there for the Bible school, amen, we was there for Wednesday night prayer, amen, hallelujah, we was there for Friday night service, amen, and we was there for Sunday and Sunday night service, amen, hallelujah, don't let there be a revival, a holy convocation. I remember one time just walking from 116th Street all the way up to 131st Street, coming out of service, amen, that must have ended around 12 o'clock, praise God, 12 a.m., and I'm just singing and rejoicing, praise God. I wasn't even concerned about the things around me, praise God. I was still in the fellowship with my Lord, and I praised him until I got home, hallelujah. Beloved, but now we make all kinds of excuses on why we can't gather and make it into the church house, hallelujah. And let us not use COVID as an excuse, amen, hallelujah, because there was people that wasn't making it before COVID. We got to get a love for the things of God again, amen. We need for our love to wax hot concerning the things of God, hallelujah. Whatever it is that God wants us to do, we ought to have our heart of surrender, amen. Your shepherd should not have to be from the pulpit commanding and begging you to do what you know that you ought to do according to the word of God, praise God. I'm going to tell you tonight, we're going to see that scripture where the word of God says you have to work out your own soul salvation, amen, with fear and trembling, amen, hallelujah. And so we was running for our lives, working out our own soul salvation. We knew that we needed to be in the presence of God. It was good to gather with the saints, amen. It was good, hallelujah, to be able to come together, amen, hallelujah. And if anything was rotting us, hallelujah, we knew that once we got up under the power of God, once we congregated with the saints, once we began to praise together in that unity, hallelujah, Jesus, we knew that the enemy, that we would have the enemy on the run, hallelujah, amen. That's why the Lord was walking, hallelujah, getting up out of their wheelchairs, hallelujah. Devils being cast out, why? Because of the power of God, amen, hallelujah, and because the unity, amen, and what's our commitment? We got to want to be committed, praise God. Hallelujah. We got to choose praise over everything else. Hallelujah. Praise God. And beloved, you ought to have this thing in your heart that I'm going to choose Christ over everything. Hallelujah. It just has to keep coming up Christ, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. It is important that you be present. It is important that you show up, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, not just when you need something, but because this is your privilege, amen, to be able to gather, and where two or three is gathered in his name, in the name of Jesus Christ, there Christ is in the midst, amen. When two or three is gathered in his name, we want you to be empowered. Why? Because God gave you exousia and dunamis power. Do not live beneath your kingdom privilege, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Something is going on. You got power over sickness. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got power. Hallelujah. And I thank God for this power that he has given us to the church. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I believe that there's only one body because Christ is not divided. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I might be in North Carolina, you might be in New York, and there may be some in Georgia and different places, but listen, this is one invisible body of Christ. Praise God. Amen. This is the body. Listen, it is the Holy Spirit that has us knitted together. Hallelujah. My God. And I tell you, if the Holy Spirit takes me up in the Spirit, and if the Spirit of God be in you, amen, the Spirit in you will be a witness to the Spirit in me. How do I know? Hallelujah. Because when Mary spoke to Elizabeth at her salutation, amen, of the sound of Elizabeth's voice, praise God, the King of Kings was on the inside of her womb. It caused for the baby in Elizabeth's womb to jump. Praise God, the Spirit bears witness to the Spirit. Hallelujah. And on that day was John the Baptist baptized. Hallelujah. Jesus, on that day that he received his portion to be able to go forth and be one crying in the wilderness, cry aloud, repent. Amen. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is how we have to be. We have to get serious about the work of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to be able to tell it everywhere, all the time. Praise God to everybody. Hallelujah. Nobody is exempt. We don't have to pick and choose who to tell it to as the Holy Spirit is leading you. Amen. When do you tell it? Amen. Hallelujah. All the time. Amen. Where do you tell it? Everywhere. Praise God. Who do you tell it to? Salvation is for everybody, praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the grace of God is on you. Amen. And in you, this has been ministered to you that you can effectively minister it to someone else. When you yourself has experienced the love of God, the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy, oh my God, how he is even patient with us. Amen. Once you yourself has experienced that, amen, you can share it with others. Praise God, because we ought to be like him. Woo, hallelujah. We ought to be Christ-like. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not telling you that you have to stand for foolishness. I'm not telling you that because Christ didn't stand for no foolishness. Amen. Praise God. Lying spirit, the spirit of deception didn't hang out in his camp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why? Because they knew that they were going to be cast out. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Hallelujah. God. And so, beloved, this doesn't mean that we have to stand for foolishness. Amen. But we have to be wise. Amen. And minister the love of God. Amen. Even to those that are willing to receive. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And then those that rejected. Amen. The Bible tells you, take your peace with you and wipe the dust off your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the opportunity has been given. The opportunity, amen. And this for God one, he went in. This gospel has to be heard by every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. The gospel must be heard, and then Christ shall return. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we touched on believers are to pray for grace last week. And now this week we're looking at Christian experience. May be summed up in terms of grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we ourselves, we have experienced grace. Amen. And then you will find that other people, the sinner man, woman, boy, and girl, will experience grace through you. Every time you're a witness, every time you show kindness and generosity and patience, amen, you are ministering the grace of God. Hallelujah, amen. What he put in you should come out of you, amen. If it's in your heart, it's going to come out of your heart, praise God. Whatever is in you is going to come out, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. In your heart is your spirit. We're not talking about that muscle that pumps blood, amen. We do have a muscle, amen, hallelujah, and its function is to pump blood throughout the body, amen, praise God. But when we speak of the heart biblically, we speaking of the spirit of man, the life that God blew into man that made him a living soul. Amen. We talking about the same spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That caused for you to be born again. You was reborn of this spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And he is now lodged in your heart, in your spirit. Amen. This is why, you know, I believe that through the blood and through the word of God that there is a cleansing. The Bible speaks of the water of the washing of the word. Every time you study, every time you excavate the word, I believe that it is cleansing your spirit. Amen. Because there is a water of the washing of the word. Amen. The word is that powerful. Amen. That if anything crept in, the word of God, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we want to look at Christian experience, maybe summed up in terms of grace. Amen. 1 Corinthians 5:10 says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Amen. The grace of God that was bestowed upon Apostle Paul was not in vain because he was fruitful. He was fruitful with being a witness and adding to the church. There's times when the Apostle Paul referred to himself as the master builder. That means he planted, amen. He was graced to be able to plant churches where there was no church, amen. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. And I'm not talking about brick and mortar buildings. I mean where they did not know Christ, that he preached the gospel, and there was living stones added to the invisible body of Jesus Christ. Amen, hallelujah. Living stones added. You are a living stone. I am a living stone. Amen, hallelujah. And so we have to bear some fruit, praise God, hallelujah. And it says, but by the grace of God, so we already learned that only the Spirit of God can minister the grace of God unto us. Amen, hallelujah. So Apostle Paul said, by that provision, God's unmerited favor, amen, this is who he is. He's not who he is because he was great or because he did something so great, because what worked in him was of the power of God and not of him himself. What's working in you is of the power of God and not you yourself. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so this is why we can say that it is the grace of God that is working. Listen, beloved, if you have to speak to your phone, amen, that it's not disruptive. Amen. Praise God. And so this text says that by the grace of God, I am that I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored. Amen. Listen, God wants us to work. We are co-workers with Christ in the ministry. Amen. More abundantly than they all. So Apostle Paul said that he was an extremist in this thing. He said he worked more than the rest of them. But then he said, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so he was driven by the grace of God. Amen. The grace of God motivated him to give more, praise God. Amen. And so there are some people, amen, hallelujah, that will say, why you study so much, amen, or why you always in worship, or why you pray for hours. Not I, but the grace of God. Amen, hallelujah. And so, beloved, if you, amen, meet God there, amen, he will equip and qualify you, amen. Show up in worship. Show up in the word. Give him your time, amen. And if you don't have the desire to be in the word for hours, amen, increase it every time, amen. This week, if you could be in the word for a half an hour, let it be a half an hour. But and then your appetite for the word of God should grow. The more that you're in it, you ought to increase day by day, amen, the time that you are spending with God, amen. Can you imagine the amount of time that we spend doing mundane things? Things that's not going to profit the kingdom of God at all. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. My God, hallelujah. And in this season in my life, amen, praise God, I'm making some hard decisions. Hallelujah, my God. These decisions are not easy, amen. But not I, but the grace of God, praise God. Acts 18 and 27 says, and when he was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much, which had believed through grace. Amen. So the way someone comes to believe on God is the grace that you are ministering. Apostle Paul said unto the church at Corinth, amen, that they were partakers in his grace. Oh, my God. Because it was grace that worked through him that they received that caused for them to believe. They were his living epistles. Beloved, you have to be able to honor your time, respect your time, and make other people respect your time. Amen. If I've been ministering to you, amen, for years and there's nothing happening, amen, praise God, you ain't produced no fruit, no change, no nothing, that ain't like God. Amen. Hallelujah. What is going on that is making the grace of God of null effect in your life, praise God? There ought to be, I know that every 3 years that there is a supernatural divine happening in my life. Amen. I expect it. I look for it. Amen. And if God does something before that and in between that, but I know every 3 years, three is my number. Praise God. Hallelujah. I look for God to do things for me in threes. When he start blessing, where's the other thing? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I remember when I got ordained, amen, the bishop spoke two things, amen, and I said to him, amen, God does things for me in three. I'm waiting for God to drop one more thing, the top in your spirit, amen. And that's a prophetic word, amen, that when God speaks to a person, that he could drop the word, and that Hebrew word for drop is in the top, amen, in your spirit, amen. I had expectations and anticipations. I knew through my relationship with God how he moved and blessed me, amen. He blesses me in threes, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, amen. That number of completion, praise God. And so I was able to put a demand on it. Yes, Jesus, where is it? Hallelujah. And he said unto me, yes, he did. And I said, well, will you share what it is that God has spoken unto you? Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, amen, you have to know the move of God in your life, how he moves, how he blesses. Is it in threes? Is it in fives? Is this a number of grace? Is it seven, a number of completion? Is it eight, new beginnings? You ought to know the move of God through your relationship, praise God. Amen. You ought to know when God brings me something, there is a peace. It's coupled with a peace on the inside. Amen. That was in the beginning when I first came to know it was a peace that I couldn't explain. Whoo, my God. And I said, my God, that's God. That's God. Because that's how he comes to me. Amen. It's like an overwhelming peace, praise God. Hallelujah. And then as you mature, you come to a knowing that this is my Father's voice. And you know his voice so well that you can say, that when you speak to other people, whether you've forgiven their sins or whether God is using you to bless them or to speak a blessing over their life by way of the grace that the Holy Spirit is ministering in you and through you, at times I tell people I speak on behalf of the Father when I say why. Because I am anointed enough, graced enough, amen, spent enough time with him. I know how my Father speaks. I know the culture of his language. Amen. Hallelujah. He has trusted me, and he knows that I'm not going to come into agreement with no foolishness. Amen. Hallelujah. God got to be able to trust you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I say that I could speak on behalf of the Father when I say, hallelujah, my God. Amen. And whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is saying, amen, I am speaking on his behalf. I am an ambassador of the kingdom of God. The word that I speak is spirit and life. It has weight. It has weight. It has glory. The glory is the weight. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's no way your life can be the same. As a matter of fact, I even speak an accelerated change of excellence upon your life and desire and appetite. And I speak on behalf of the Father when I say that this change in your life is going to be accelerated and that you shall even testify about it. Amen. You shall walk it out, that you shall live it, because it is the desire of the Father that you walk in excellence. Amen. Excellence of character. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, it's time for you to start speaking as the Father speaks, knowing the authority that he has given unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can pray for God, oh, Father, heal him, or you can speak to the sickness. Oh, he gave you power. Hallelujah. You can speak to that thing and command. Oh, Shabbat Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, hallelujah. When do we get out of praying mode into legislative mode? Amen. Daniel was a legislator, praise God. When they was trying to change the laws, amen, in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, praise God. Amen. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. Why? Because none of Israel could pray to another God. Amen. We have to have someone that is willing to go to the lion's den, to the hungry lion's den. Hallelujah, for the rest of us, praise God. Who's willing to sacrifice? Who's willing to stand on truth, praise God? Hallelujah. Is that you, beloved, or will you be going with the flow? Amen. Will fear grip you? Will fear take you over? Amen. Somebody say, not I. Not I, not I, not by the grace of God. By the grace of God, we shall stand for truth. By the grace of God, we shall not bend. We shall not waver. We shall not bow down to anything that is not right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. And so that no one get confused, I'm speaking about Jesus Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we was taught in our young years that they will come to you preaching another Jesus. Apostle William Brown used to say, they say some strange things about the Christ. Hallelujah. But the Christ we preach is the Christ that Paul preached. Praise God. Hallelujah. What Christ are you speaking about? Praise God. Hallelujah. The Christ that we speak about is the Son of God. The Christ that we speak about is God himself. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. He died on the cross for our sins. Do you believe in that Christ that died, was buried, and resurrected? Hallelujah. This is the Christ. He wasn't just a prophet, and he wasn't just a good man. With good names, praise God. Hallelujah. He is the resurrection and the life. Praise God. This is the Christ that we are speaking about. So in these days, we have to be mindful. When people start talking about Jesus, I ask them, who's your Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. Louis Farrakhan, amen, said that Jesus Christ is his Savior. And then he said that Jesus Christ, that was his Savior, amen, that was his Redeemer, is the Elijah Muhammad. Amen. Jesus, praise God. Listen, Elijah Muhammad, he's in his grave. Jesus' grave is vacant, praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, you have to be mindful. You got to try that spirit by the spirit. Because the Bible says that if you believe, amen, hallelujah, the wrong doctrine, that you will receive the spirit of error. Amen. Hallelujah. And listen, you done fought too long and too hard, amen, sacrificed too much, amen, in your Christian journey, amen, to receive a spirit of error. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What you want, amen, hallelujah, is the Holy Ghost working in your life. You want the spirit of discernment, the gift of discernment. And that's something that the Holy Spirit gives you. You find that in 1 Corinthians 12. And that gift of discernment is just knowing the difference. Amen. Knowing the difference between evil and good. Knowing who is speaking to you when they are speaking to you. Whether it is human spirit, Holy Spirit, or demonic spirit, beloved. You ought to know the difference. There's times when you will be speaking to people and you will be speaking to the spirit of a demon. Praise God.
Amen.
And there's ways that you can tell. Watch the eyes. If the eyes are double. Amen. Watch the eyes. Sometimes the eyes are rolling and roaming. Watch the eyes, praise God. Hallelujah. The eyes are the window to the soul, praise God. Hallelujah, my God. And sometimes you can watch the tongue. Sometimes a tongue will appear to be as a serpent tongue, moving quick like it and cleft in the. You got to pay attention, praise God. You got to try every spirit by the spirit. You got to watch body language and everything, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, reveal to me the heart that is speaking to me, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. If the tongue is lying, then there's a lion spirit inside of their spirit. Praise God, hallelujah. Because within you is going to come out of you. Amen. You can't make excuses why you do the things that you do. You have to say, I might be sick. Praise God, hallelujah. I need deliverance. Praise God, hallelujah. Lord, I need you to cleanse my spirit. Woo, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Your tongue is still cussing, amen, hallelujah. That thing is in you, praise God, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. So, beloved, don't be deceived, amen. Try every spirit by the Spirit. Pray for the gift of discernment, amen. Let the Holy Spirit know you want to know the difference. Get into the Word of God, amen, hallelujah, because as you become more educated in God's Word through revelation, amen, in your relationship with the Spirit, amen. The culture of the Word will become your language, amen. And the enemy may speak your language. The enemy may speak your language, but somewhere within it, he's twisting it with a lie. Amen, hallelujah. This is why you got to listen keenly, amen, hallelujah. When he spoke to Eve, he twisted that thing. He was speaking a language after her, amen. What did God say? That's how the enemy comes. He want to know, what did God say? Did God tell you this? Amen? My God. And she went on in conversation with the devil. Amen? She began to tell her what God told her. And so she said, he said, you will surely not die. The devil will contradict the word of God. And how you will know that it is an agent of Satan? Why? Because you know what the word says. Amen. You have to know what the word says to know that the word is being contradicted. Amen. This is why we tell you, value the word, get into the word, eat the word of God, hallelujah. Amen. Excavate these scriptures like you would excavate the land for diamonds and pearls. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to be serious about this thing. You got to want to dig deep. Praise God. Amen. And, beloved, you need to work out your own soul salvation. This is for you. Praise God. Get developed, amen, to the point where you're going to show up for the work that you are part of, amen, with whoever the pastor is, amen, amen. If you're with CSDC, amen, that's fine. Show up, amen. Be committed, amen. But you ain't got to wear them out, praise God. Why? Because you got the word in your heart. Why? Because you know your exousia and dunamis power. You know, amen, what God has given unto you, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, praise God. I call Mother Roberts. We pray every day together. Praise God, hallelujah. We touch and agree in prayer, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Even today, praise God, we were in prayer, praise God. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the fellowship. Amen, hallelujah. It's all right to touch and agree with somebody in prayer. It's all right if your spirit is feeling a little low. Amen, hallelujah. One chase a thousand, two chase ten. Amen, praise God. That's the wisdom of God. He says there's power in unity. Amen. Husband and wife ought to pray together. Amen. They ought to walk one with another. Amen. And they have to be walking in the same direction. Because if one is walking in one direction and one is walking in the other direction, amen, we're not going the same way in the same place. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Two cannot walk together unless they agree. Amen. My spiritual father said to me, are you going the same way? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you walking the same way? Are you trying to accomplish the same thing? Praise God. Hallelujah. These are signs. Don't miss the signs. Everybody ain't going where you're going. Everybody not going to have your zeal about what it is that God has called you to do. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you keep walking anyhow. You keep walking anyhow. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may have to walk alone, hallelujah, but know that God is with you. Know that God is with you. Hallelujah. You got to come to know that God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If God be for me and the whole world be against me, you are better off, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 5:2 says, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Amen. So the only way that we can have access into grace is by faith. Amen. And beloved, your faith must be anchored securely in Christ and his finished work at the cross. You can have faith in a lot of things and it may not produce grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I don't believe that grace is working in my life, amen, what do? I begin to check out my faith. Hallelujah. I begin to check, is my faith in the right place? Praise God. Even as the apostle, I sometimes recheck my faith. Amen. Praise God. Because faith in Christ and his finished work at the cross allows the Holy Spirit to work exclusively in my life. Hallelujah. He's working in my life. Hallelujah. So if something is off, praise God, I recheck my faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes it's good to do that. Amen. Because sometimes we could believe God for a host of things, and then it gets to this one thing that can be hard. And I have to say, Lord, help my unbelief. Praise God. Help me to believe. I believe. Help my unbelief. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't that what the man said to Christ? And when his son was bound by this demonic spirit, they gave him seizures and threw him into the fire, and he had this demon was with him from a young age, and Christ said, all you have to do is believe, and he said, I believe, help my unbelief, help me, give me grace, hallelujah, amen, I need your unmerited favor, I need your provision, your divine provision, praise God, amen. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we have to make sure that we check our faith. Amen. And our faith ought to be fruitful. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need active faith. We need faith that brings results. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The old saints were praying to the heavens bowed. They would not stop. Praise God. They would not stop into a breakthrough. They persevered in prayer. Hallelujah. And we need that type of praying spirit. We need that type of praying spirit, praise
Amen.
God. Galatians 1:15 says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. Amen. When it pleased God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm truly Mother Robert's daughter. Amen. But there came a time when God separated me from her womb by his grace. This means he set me apart unto him. He gave me a work, praise God, hallelujah. Jesus came out of Mary's womb, but there was a time when he was separated from his mother's womb for the work of God, praise God, hallelujah. And he says, woman, what do I have to do with thee? Praise, hallelujah, my God. I got to be about my father's business. I have a chance to keep in a God to glorify, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Don't trouble me with these worldly things. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God is calling. Praise God. And sometimes we only have a span of time. Amen. Jesus' ministry was 3.5 years. Praise God. Amen. Our days are numbered. We ought to ask God to teach us how to number our days. What should we do? How are we going to be most effective? You don't want to sleep your life away. Praise God, there's work to do for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Wake up out of your spiritual slumber. Wake up. Hallelujah. Check yourself. Awake yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Time to be woke. You got to stay woke. Praise God. Galatians 1:15 says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. We are called by grace. Amen. Once our faith is in the Christ, praise God, God must call you. Many are called, but few are chosen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God, many are called, but few are chosen, set apart, set aside, called out from amongst them. My God, be ye separated. Many are called. Hallelujah. but few are chosen. Beloved, you want to be one that is chosen, praise God. Amen, hallelujah. Gideon called many to the battle, amen, against those that he was fighting, amen. But he had to get rid of those that was afraid. They wasn't chosen, praise God, hallelujah. They wasn't chosen for battle. Those that are chosen for battle is those that the Holy Spirit is resting upon. Praise God. Hallelujah. They drive a certain way. Amen. We need the power of God, the resting of the Holy Spirit, the stirring of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I refuse to live a day without the grace and the mercy and the provision that he has for me day by day. I refuse to live on yesterday's grace. Hallelujah. When there is a provision waiting on me to accept, to receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, beloved. The Holy Spirit must rest upon you for this work. Amen. The Holy Spirit in you is for your keeping. Amen. For your developing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Holy Spirit resting upon you. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And he was called to a work. There was something that he had to do. That's why the Spirit comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Like that, he rests upon you. Hallelujah. That you may preach this acceptable year of the Lord. That you may heal the sick. Praise God. The demons may be cast out. Hallelujah. That's the power of God, that you can bind the brokenhearted. Praise God. When the Spirit of the Lord rests upon me, I'm trying to make sure my broken heart get binded. Praise God. Don't forget about yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help yourself. Amen. To the power of the Spirit, to the healing bone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians 1:7 says, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. Amen. Your leader ought to have you in their heart. They're praying for you. They're laboring for you. Amen. And as much as both in my bounds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. When you minister into someone, amen, don't waste your grace, amen. They are partakers of your grace. Praise God. Amen. This is why we like to show up on time. Why? Because we want to be able to respect people's time. Why? Because when people minister to you, they give you their life. They're spending their life with you. A person's time is their life, praise God. Amen. Listen, when we set aside services, and sometimes people want to speak to you and it ain't no service going on, and sometimes that could be fine, but you show up for the service, you may not have to speak to nobody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we have set time out of our life aside to be able to minister unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So we need to not just honor our time. We need to be able to honor other people's time. Because when they give you their time, they are spending their life. Let's respect it. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And let's not try to hoard up all the time to make it exclusively ours. Amen. People have families and things to do. Praise God. Beloved, you got to get wise with how you spend your time. Praise God. Amen. When I'm spending my time and I'm planting and I'm watering and there's no change, amen, you know I get up and I go. I'll be gone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And there's signs of an exit. Pray hallelujah. Amen. There must be change. Why? Because Jesus is a catalyst of change. Grace brings about a change. Hallelujah. My God. There's no way that we can stay the same. Amen. Believers should go on to experience more of God's grace. Amen. And so saving grace is not just enough. We ought to go on to experience more of God's grace. To experience more of God's grace. Colossians 1:3-6 says, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith. Amen. And so, listen, the leaders do a lot of praying. And even those of us that are in the pew, amen, hallelujah. And I included myself, because sometimes, amen, I'm not serving. amen, as a leader. Sometimes I'm sitting in the pew and I am listening and being fed, praise God, hallelujah. There's places that I go into and they invite me to the pulpit. I'd be like, no, I'm fine. You know, I want to be down here. I want to be able to shout, fall out, close my eyes, whatever it is the Holy Spirit is doing. I want to jump into that, praise God. Amen. And so, amen, it says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of love which ye have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Amen. And so, listen, this hope is coming from their hearing the truth of the gospel. Amen. And the gospel is really simple. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. It should really be a part of every message being preached, that cross, the finished work at the cross, the power of God. Amen. Because we preach this gospel that those that are not saved may be saved, and then we preach the gospel also that saints may be developed. That's what the preaching and the teaching is for. Amen. This service here is to develop those that are saved, but we also going to give an invitation in case there's someone on the line that has backslidden, that may need to get their heart right with God, or someone that have not known him as their personal Lord and Savior. And so we have to always include the cross. Amen. Apostle Paul didn't preach this gospel with enticing words. Amen. For excellency of speech, amen, but with the simplicity, amen, of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, because he didn't want to take away from the power of God. When we preach this gospel the way the Bible says that we should, it is the power of God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I remember when God first sent me forth, amen, I didn't even realize I was going forth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen, some of us, we're sitting down doing nothing, waiting for someone to call us out. Listen, ain't nobody calling you out and you ain't doing the work. They are looking to see what God is doing in you. I had six kids, teenagers and young adults, 12 of them, excuse me, around my dining room table. They would come every Tuesday. Because Wednesday night, we was in the prayer room at Salvation Deliverance. I was bringing them from Long Island to the prayer room. They knew we was going into prayer. These young people was getting filled with the Holy Ghost in my living room. Amen. Praise God. But I had them around my dining room table, and we was teaching them discipleship one on the word, faith and repentance, salvation, you know, the rudiments. Amen. And these young people had some serious questions. Amen. They wind up being my congregation, but when they asked me to pastor them, I told them, absolutely not. You just can't be going to pastor. This is Bible study. You can't just make yourself a pastor. You know, praise God, hallelujah. But when I realized that that's what God wanted me to do, amen, I cried like a baby. Praise God. I cried because who wants that responsibility? Who wants that work? Teaching Bible study was simple. Amen, hallelujah. And I was faithful to be there, and they were faithful to show up. Hallelujah. Amen. And they had questions about all kinds of things, necromancy and mediums, and I would show them in the Word. I said, oh, no, these demons, these witches are real. Amen. Hallelujah. And these are the things that God kings would stop them from working and you know, they would suffer the witch not to live, praise God, because some of these young people were going to tea leaf readers, tarot card readers, amen, hallelujah, but now when you show them in the word of God, amen, that it is wrong, when they see the power of God and demons being cast out, and the power that God is giving to them, amen, they need to be taught, they need to be disciples, amen, that they can become disciples of Christ.
Amen.
How can God use you in your community? Will you open up your home to a Bible study to people that need it? These young people wasn't going to the church house. And then I sent them out, find a church. I'll come to the church to make sure it's a good fit for you. Find a church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're not coming with me to S&D, find a church. Hallelujah. Amen. There is more that you can do. There's more that you can do.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I taught them what I was taught. Praise God. I didn't need no new paperwork, no nothing. Everything I was taught, I brought it to the table. Praise God. This is how I made copies, passed out handouts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go home, study, pass the test. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. took them to a church right there in Old Westbury, and they baptized them. Amen. Hallelujah. Because at that time, I didn't have no baptism pool. Amen. After a while, I got a pool, set it right up in the den, and was baptizing like crazy in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
People, went under within that water being baptized. Amen. And some of their minds wasn't right, came up, and the devil had to let them go. Amen. God let us to know that there was power when you baptize in Jesus' name. The devil got to let you go. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the power of God. Amen. So, beloved, there's more that you can do. Ask God, what else can I do for the kingdom? Lord, what can I do? Make yourself available. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm. And they started off around my dining room table, and then, hallelujah, they was able to go off, amen, and now some of them are just so mature in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
But, and then that they enter into your grace. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. And so, amen. We're looking at 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in grace, amen, and in the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forevermore. Amen. Hallelujah. We ought to grow in grace. Amen. We are not to stay the same with the saving grace. Amen. There's saving grace, healing grace. You will find that as Abraham and the saints of old, as they came to know God, that's what they called him, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sikkenu. Amen. They called him as they came to know him in relationship. Amen. How can you call God? Amen. Can you call him Jehovah Jireh? Can you call him Jehovah Sikkenu? Amen. What can you say about how God has manifested himself in your life? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We have to grow in grace. Has he put a testimony in your heart? We don't want to go through nothing, but in your going through, he puts a testimony in your heart. Hallelujah. Listen, there's a lesson to learn. There's an experience. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That he wants you to be able to have. Hallelujah. Amen. So some people say,
hallelujah.
Why me? Why I have to go through this? Why? Why did the man have to be blind from birth? The Jesus said it was for the glory of God. And his mother, father said, no, for God's glory. For a time such as this, praise God.
Ooh,
hallelujah. So we have to look at our trials and tribulations different. Hallelujah. Because God wants to show you that he's able to provide for you. That he is enough.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
Thank you, Jesus. Believers are enabled to serve Jesus Christ by his grace. Listen, beloved, without the Holy Spirit and the grace that he gives them, there's no way that we can walk in obedience. Amen. We know this.
Amen.
Amen. This is why the law was not effective. Amen. The law was effective to show, to be a schoolmaster unto you, to show you, amen, hallelujah, the penalty of sin is death.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The law was to show you that you was in need of a Savior. The law showed you that you could not do it yourself. Did the law have a grace to give? Yes. But man could not obtain it because man would not stop sinning. But Jesus Christ that was perfect, he came and he fulfilled the entirety of the law. He received the grace. He received the, he received the grace of the law. And now he imparts, he received the righteousness of the law. And now he imparts that righteousness to us. So that's what I wanted to say, that the law had a righteousness to give, but man could not obtain it. Because in order to receive the righteousness of the law, you had to fulfill the entirety of the law. And to disobey one part of the law is as if you have disobeyed it all. Praise God. We need the grace of God to live, to be whole. We need his grace. We need the grace of God to do right, to walk right, and to talk right. Praise God. Amen. To live right. Amen.
Amen.
To obey God. We need. I'm falling short. Amen. I ask for grace. Lord, I need your grace. Amen. And you don't have to wait to fall short to ask for grace. You know that you're falling short. Praise God. You know that something is coming. You know that there's something working. Amen. Hallelujah. You got to ask for grace because grace can keep you posted. Grace alone
yes.
is not there just to pick you up after you sin. Grace can keep you from sinning, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we need this grace, amen, and grace enables us to serve Christ, to obey the word, amen, to obey God, amen. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as every man hath received a gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Okay, so this gift of grace is just that has been given unto us. The gift of the Spirit is not just for us to keep to ourselves. We ought to minister it one to another. Hallelujah. Amen. That others can be partakers in it. Amen. Acts 15:39-40 says, Acts 15:39-40. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed into Cyprus, and Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God. And there was an issue between Apostle Paul and Barnabas was not of themselves. Amen. Mark John, which was the cousin of Barnabas, amen, left the work. He just left. He left it. He came back. Apostle Paul says, see, we think that leaders are hard when they put you out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, you ain't fit. You ain't fit for this. Amen. Apostle Paul didn't want to be bothered with him. But what it is that God called Apostle Paul to, he said Mark John wasn't fit. Amen. But Barnabas was a nurturer. And so Barnabas did not want to leave Mark John behind. So that separated Paul and Barnabas. Amen. Apostle Paul took Silas and continued his journey, someone that was committed to the work. And Barnabas nurtured Mark John. And Mark John was one of the writers of the gospel. Amen. He nurtured him until he was fit. And then there was a time when Apostle Paul said, now you are fit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So sometimes we may not be fit for a certain work. We may need more nurturing, more nourishment. Amen. And then there are those that God has given that gift to, that those that are encouraging. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Paul didn't have time for that foolishness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you sit up under hard people, amen, you get a thick skin. Praise God.
That's right.
Some of us say that ain't the love of God. That was the love of God. That was the love of God. Amen. Some of us say that ain't the love of God. I got church hurt because of how they treated me. No. Listen, grow up in the word. It's time for you to mature. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother, how you abandon the work of God? Amen. You don't abandon the work of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that if you put your hand to the plow and turn back, you ain't fit. That's scripture.
That's right.
If you put your hand to the plow and turn back, the Bible says you ain't fit. I don't care who turned back. I got to keep my hand on the plow and keep going. I don't care how the plow is shaking. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
I got to keep going. I got to keep showing up. I got to keep running this race. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. I need grace to run. You need grace to run. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask for grace. Pray for grace. Amen. Allow grace to enable you. Amen. To serve. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
That you don't put your hand on the plow and turn back. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Romans 5:17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, we are reigning in life by way of Christ. Amen. Because of the righteousness that he has given unto us, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Amen. This is how we reign in life. Amen. So you need grace and you need that imputed righteousness. That we're not talking about man's righteousness, self-righteousness. Amen. That ain't of God. And that's not going to put you in right standing with God. There are people that are self-righteous, and it has nothing to do with Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The righteousness that the church has is what Christ received from fulfilling the law, and he imputed that to us That was another free gift. He gave that to you only because you believed. Amen. Praise God. And so you have to walk in that righteousness. You have to know what that is. And righteousness means right standing. It means right standing. It means right standing. You could not give yourself right standing with God. Christ had to die. There had to be a shedding of the blood and a tearing of the skin. Somebody had to die in order for us to have right standing. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We almost done here, beloved. Amen. Romans 12 and 6 says, having the gift differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith. Amen. And so we can, this is why you need to grow in faith, because you prophesy according to your portion of faith. Amen. And by the grace that is given unto you, if you grow in grace, amen. You listen, God can give you more. Amen. Hallelujah. You could be held accountable to more when you grow in grace. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Beloved, we are almost done. God's grace is seen in Christian character, especially in generosity. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. This is one scripture that I want to give. I'm going to give this one first, 2 Corinthians 8, 6 through 7. In so much that we desire, Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Amen. Therefore, Amen. As ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also, beloved. Amen. And so we want to abound in grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to, amen, make sure that we reside in it. Amen. Colossians 4, 6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen. So, amen. Let us go to Mark 9, 15, because Jesus speak about us being the salt of the earth. Amen. But if the salt has lost its flavor, what good is it? Amen. And so, amen. Hallelujah. Let us look at that scripture really first, and then I want to go to Ephesians 4:29. So someone pull up Mark 9:50, and I'm going to ask that you read it. We need for our words to be seasoned. Amen. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Always let your speech be always with grace. Amen. That's God's portion to us. That's the salt. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we know how to answer every man. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We want to answer them by the grace of God, by the portion that he has given unto us. I know one of the things that I like to pray out of my mouth is that, Lord, you said that if I open up my mouth, you will fill it. Amen. While you're looking for the scripture, I was in, amen, a Bible study, amen, and the teacher asked me to pray out. I had shared some testimonies, and I guess she wanted me to pray, amen. And so, you know, because sometimes people proclaim to be something, but then they ain't got no prayer like to come to pray. They can't even pray, praise God. And at that moment, I opened up my mouth, and my mind was blank. Now, I could pray. You know, sure, I could pray sleeping. Amen. That's how much I pray. But everything was blank. And I said to the Lord, Lord, you said that if I open up my mouth, that you will fill it. My mind remained blank, but there was words coming out of my mouth. God was putting words in my mouth. He even prophesied to the teacher. When the grace finished, when grace finished, amen, he sees it. Amen. My words. Amen. When grace finished, she was still in the spirit, and I was looking at her. Hallelujah. And I said, my God. Hallelujah. God showed up. Amen. And so, beloved, hallelujah. Listen, we don't want to have to prepare things. There's things that God just want to say. So sometimes we don't have to think about what to say. God will give you the words to say. So before I teach, I ask God, you said that if I open up my mouth, that you will fill it. Before I preach, I say, Lord, you said, hallelujah, my God. I put a demand on the provision, on my words being words of grace, my God, of them being seasoned with salt, praise God. Amen. You want God to speak on your behalf. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. For the word of God has power. Okay, what does that scripture say? Mark 9:50.
It says, salt is good, but if the salt loses its flavor, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and have peace with one another.
Amen. Hallelujah. That salt is the grace of God. That salt is God's provision. Amen. Because it says here, let your speech be always with grace. Amen. Season with salt. Season with salt. Season with salt. The grace of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The grace of God. Amen. Lately, I see the Holy Spirit making me hold my tongue. I want to speak. I want to do. I want to move. But I can't. Praise God. And I just thank God for the Spirit. Hallelujah. I thank him for his Spirit. Amen. Ephesians 4:29. Anybody have that with this essay? And we are going to close out shortly. We thank you for your time, and we pray that you are richly blessed.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you proceed to the day of redemption.
My God, that's it. Grieve not the Spirit of God. Amen. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Amen. That it may benefit those who listen. Amen. Beloved, praise God. Do not grieve the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen, when you are speaking things that the Holy Spirit has not put in your mouth that is unwholesome, amen, praise God, you are grieving the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We have instruction through the word of God, and we ought to learn how to be obedient to his word. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood, O God, Father, on this day, do we give you glory, do we give you praise, O God, and do we give you honor, O God, Father, we thank you, hallelujah, for your word. We thank you, hallelujah, that when we open up our mouth, that you will fill it, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, for gracing us to be able to grow in grace, oh God, to allow grace, oh God, oh hallelujah, to help us in Christian character, oh God. Amen. To be able to go on going in God. Amen. By your grace, oh God, that grace is required for believers to be able to complete this race. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we need your grace. We need your provision. Oh God, we need your unmerited favor. Oh God, we need for our words to be seasoned. Oh God, hallelujah. We need you to guard our tongue and guard our heart. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, for those that was here, oh God, allow you, and for those that will listen, allow for your grace, hallelujah, to be ministered unto them, oh God, and grace them to minister grace to others, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Do anyone want to share, amen, hallelujah, how they was blessed tonight? Amen. Through the study, would anyone like to share?
Yeah, this is Sister Shirley. God bless you, everyone. I just wanted to share a couple of things that God revealed unto me tonight. The first one is that during our course of salvation, if God is going to use us for anything, from the least to the greatest, all of us are going to have one thing that God is not going to take from us. God will deliver us, but all of us is going to have something that's going to make us pray, something that's going to keep us close to God. So I'm grateful to God for that and understanding that his grace is sufficient to always take us through. And anytime the devil want to come with any type of temptation, God's grace is always sufficient to carry us through. And another thing that is, all of us are not going to work together. And it's not because we're not saved. It's not because we don't love each other. Sometimes you can have something as simple as a personality clash. And it's okay as long as we still preach the good news of the gospel. And as long as we still live this holy life. Not all of us are going to, and I'm not saying we're not going to get along together. I'm saying that God himself will separate us because he has a destiny for each and every one of us to go, a direction for each and every one of us to go in, and a work for each and every one of us to do. And we are grateful to God for the time that we all, even on this prayer call, have together so that our hearts and our spirits can mesh together and God can have his way in our lives. So God bless you all.
Amen. Praise God.
We thank God for that share. It was so heartfelt. Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes separation can be hard, you know, and sometimes our view of separation is not, you know, may not be God's view. It may not be his mind. Amen. So we always want the mind of God when things are taking place. Amen. Hallelujah. That we would know his will. Amen. That we would know his mind and that we can effectively minister. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else want to share tonight? Anyone else? Okay. If no one else is sharing tonight, praise God. I'm going to ask that Evangelist Rose, amen, Evangelist Rose, a lot of us know her as Evangelist Cookie, amen, that, okay, that you do the altar call, woman of God.
Amen. Is there somebody out there that needs the Lord? Is there somebody out there that needs to give their heart to God? Is there somebody out there that would like to confess their sins to the Lord? I pray thee that you would follow me in these words. Repeat these words. Father God, forgive me for my sins. I believe that you died for my sins. Excuse me. Father God, I believe that you died for my sins. And I will serve you the balance of my life in Jesus' name. I pray. It's as simple as that. It does. We don't have to make a whole big, long, drawn-out prayer, but it's as simple as that, making your sins known unto the Lord and that you know and that he knows that you ask forgiveness. He knows that in your heart you have been repentant. He knows. It says it with confession with the mouth. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you shall be saved. Amen.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What it's about, confessing and believing. God bless you.
Bless you. Praise God. We thank God for that altar of it. And, you know, we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Hallelujah. That it is just
Amen.
That simple, according to Romans 10:9-11, believing with your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that he resurrected, you shall be saved. Amen. Again, we are Cornerstone Deliverance Church at 830 Pepperidge Road in Westbury, New York, and www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We want to invite you all to download the church app. It's an app that you'll find in your Google Play Store and Apple Store. You can download it just the same as you have downloaded Facebook and everything else. Amen. Hallelujah. You will have a Bible at the touch of your fingers.
in your phone. You'll have daily readings, push notifications that come through, the sermons, the prayers, the Bible studies, amen, are uploaded as the Lord graces us to get them up there, amen. And there's a host of things, amen, beloved, to be able to bless you. And we do have an online Bible school in that. You can also access that from the app, but their website is www.cornerstonedeliveranceschurchtheologicalinstitute.com. Amen. You could go to that website and study the Bible 100% online. You can study it at your own pace. Praise God. Hallelujah. In the middle of the night, if you want to study, you can do that. It is a certificate program. Amen. And if you finish Module 1 and 2, there's a certificate in Christian living. And then Module 1, 2, and 3, if you complete all 3, there's a certificate in Christian leadership. Amen. Praise God. We just want to be able to empower the body of Christ. Amen. That, you know, they can learn. There's a whole section on women. Amen. Hallelujah. And how God used the woman in the Bible. Amen. Because we really want to also empower you all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just thank God for what it is that he has done today through his word and what we all got from it. Amen. And I'm going to ask, amen, I'm going to ask, amen, that Sister Shirley, amen, that she close us out in prayer on tonight. Praise God.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before thy throne of grace, thanking and praising you for another day's journey, Lord God, for how you blessed this Bible study on tonight, Lord God, how we're walking away with our bellies full of you,
yes,
Lord God. Lord God, we got steak and potatoes tonight, Lord God, and we just want to thank you and praise
Hallelujah.
You for your word and how we were
yes,
fed,
Lord
God. Lord, we
Hallelujah.
Ask that you watch between me and thee as we are apart from one another. And, Lord, we won't fail to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due to you. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless Apostle Asia Hurd, Lord God. Bless her and the bishop, Lord God. Continue to use them in a mighty way for your glory, Lord God. Continue to give them double portions of your spirit, Lord God. And continue to bless them mightily. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Agape love, beloved. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord. Agape love.
Amen.
Agape
love. Amen.
Agape love.
Amen.
Agape love.
Amen.
Agape love.
Amen.
Agape love.